The data with ramucirumab is very intriguing, I think. This is the first biomarker-driven positive study in liver cancer. Ramucirumab, you'll remember, is a monoclonal antibody to the VEGF receptor that's approved in lung cancer and gastric cancer. And many years ago, there was a large randomized phase 3 study done of ramucirumab versus placebo. That was called the REACH1 study. That was a negative study. There was no benefit to the use of ramucirumab in second-line patients. Interestingly, though, when they looked retrospectively, they saw that patients who had an elevated alpha-fetoprotein at baseline had two unique features. If you had a high AFP, your survival was about 4 months, 4.5 months with high AFP, versus a low AFP, your survival was about 11 months. So in that low AFP group, there was no benefit to the addition of ramucirumab. However, in the patients who had the high AFP, greater than 400, survival was significantly improved from about 4 months to close to 8 months. So with that in mind, repeat prospective phase 3 study was designed, the REACH2, which accrued patients who only had an elevated AFP at entry. And this study was reported at ASCO, and this study showed still there was a benefit to ramucirumab, but the big surprise here is the control group. The control group actually did around 7 months survival as compared to 4 months in the initial study. And that increased to over 8 months. The absolute benefit there was like 1.2 months with a hazard ratio of about 0.73 or so. So it did meet its endpoint. There was a 27% decrease in the risk of death, but the control arm did better than expected, and that's something we're trying to figure out. In a combined analysis of the high AFP group from REACH1 with the patients in REACH2, you know, we see a greater absolute difference because the control arm in the composite group is around 5 months. But needless to say, you know, the drug is fairly well tolerated. It's an infusion. It causes mostly VEGF-mediated toxicities, hypertension. There's been some edema, fluid retention. There is some increase in proteinuria has been described with the drug. And in this population, we saw some increase in the amount of ascites as well.